165 million users as of Thursday.
应该是165 million.
And there are, they put out Bible statistics, what verses are most common.
然后呢，他们就有寻，就是查说谁，哪一些经文是最常用的。
Those that are commonly shared between users or that are highlighted in the program.
就是会去把它划重点的，或者是大家彼此之间互相分享的经文是什么。
And it happens today that the number one verse and the number two verse are the two verses that we're going to be looking at.
然后很碰巧，就是今天我们要看的这一个圣经呢的这一段里面就有第一节第一流行第一受欢迎的经节跟第二个
Romans 12:2 is the most popular version of verse worldwide.
罗马书十二章第一节第二节就是全世界最 popular 最受欢迎的经节
And Philippians 4:8 is the most second most popular and the most popular in America.
还有就是腓立比书四章八节就是最第二受欢迎的而且在美国里面是最受欢迎的
I don't think Pastor knew that when he chose these passages but it's a fun fact nonetheless
当然牧师在选这些经文的时候并不知道这个事情但是没想到很碰巧
What makes these scriptures relevant for today at New Year's is because everybody's making resolutions
那么为什么这个东西应该在新年的时候讲呢很巧的就是因为新年的时候大家都会有新年新希望嘛对不对
Everybody starts their diet
大家就开始减肥计划。
The gyms are packed full of people and the donut shops are empty.
然后健身房里面很多人这个卖甜甜圈的地方人很少。
But come February, what happens?
但是到二月的时候怎么样呢
?Gyms are empty and then the donut shops are full again.
健身房里面没有人大家都跑去买甜甜圈了。
Resolutions, this self-effort idea, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, will never work.
这种靠着自我意志想要去做到的一个行为其实是做不到的
We have to change the way we think in order to change our behavior
我们必须要改变的是我们的思想航道这样才能够改变我们的行为
You all know that I used to smoke
你们常很多人可能知道我以前是抽烟的
Probably 40 to 50 cigarettes a day
可能一天要抽40到50根烟
For 10 years
抽了10年
And I quit all the time I made so many New Year's resolutions to quit
然后我常常都说我要戒烟，我每年新年新希望都是要戒烟。
January 1st, I'd wake up. I'm not gonna smoke. I'm not gonna smoke. I'm not gonna smoke.
每年的一月一号，我醒来我就说我绝不再抽烟。
By noon, I was smoking.
然后到了中午就在抽烟了。
Because the whole time, all I was thinking about was smoking.
因为呢，那个时候我一直都在想的就是抽烟这件事。
If we want to change our behavior, we have to change our thinking.
如果要改变我们的行为，必须改变我们的思想。
Please stand with me as we read these verses.
请大家跟我一起站起来，我们来读这些经文。
Please read in whichever language you prefer.
大家可以用自己喜欢的语言来读。
Finally, brothers and sisters,
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Of your mind. Let's, please be seated.
请坐。
Father God, we pray that you would change our thinking by the power of your Holy Spirit, infused by your word, that we may glorify you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So today we're briefly going to talk about some things that are sanctioned to think about.
今天我们要讲的就是所谓要改变的思想到底是要想些什么东西呢
Then we're going to briefly look at how and why.
然后我们就来看看为什么要这样子做还有怎么做
When I started college over at the Bible College here about in 2004
我是2004年的时候开始读这边的 New Hope 的大学
I was a nervous wreck.
我非常紧张
You guys will notice I don't do really well in crowds all the time. I kind of sit by myself. College was very difficult.
我是一个比较内向的人在有一群人的时候我就想要自己一个人安安静静坐在那边可是上大学来讲这是非常困难的事情
So I began to meet with the counselor over there Dr. Ortega
所以我跟这个辅导员开始见面
And one of the first things he did is he pulled out this verse this Philippians 4:8 verse
那这个学生辅导呢就给我看腓立比书四章八节
And I read it whatever, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
这节是我们刚读的，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
And I looked up and said, "All right, now what?"
Sorry, what was that?
And I looked up and said, "Now what?"
哦，然后我读完之后，我就说，对啊，然后呢？
He's like, "No, you got it all wrong."
他说，你没有理解我的意思。
You didn't stop to think about any of those.
你并没有停下来想这些东西啊。
And that was his first word of advice, is just stop and think about what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, or admirable.
他给我的第一个建议就是停下来想这些事情。
And that's what we're going to do briefly. We're going to just touch on each of those six things, and then we'll look at how and why.
所以今天我们就要来做一件事情，我们要看这六样事情怎么样做，还有为什么要这样做。
What is true?
什么东西是真实的？
You'll learn that I think about donuts a lot.
其实我是很喜欢吃甜甜圈的。
It is true that the more donuts a Christian eats, the faster he gets to heaven.
一个基督徒呢，吃的甜甜圈越多，他就越早回天家。
I'm pretty sure we could do a little bit better than that, right?
这是事实，但是我相信我们当中没有人会这样做了。
Sometimes the true thoughts are humorous, but sometimes they're life transforming.
有时候真实的事情是好笑的，有时候它是会改变你的生命。
Think about what would happen if we spent more time dwelling on the true realities of who God is and what He's done.
如果说我们常在思想神的真实、神的世界、他在做的事情，那么会怎么样改变我们的生命？
That He's the Almighty Creator.
他是大能的创造主。
That He came to earth to die for us.
他来到这个世上为我们死。
That He wants us to live for Him.
他要我们为他而活。
Those type of thoughts, the more we dwell on those true thoughts, the better off we'll be.
我们越常思想这些真实的事情，我们就会有越好的一个生活。
What is noble?
那么什么是可敬的呢？
This doesn't refer to like royalty type of nobility.
现在我们讲的可敬的不是指对皇室的那种尊敬。
But rather the idea of honorable and respectable.
而是在讲一个人的品德高尚，值得尊敬。
We love honorable people.
我们都喜欢这些品德高尚的人，对吧？
We love people who have the courage to stand up and do what's right.
我们都欣赏那些有勇气去做对的事情的人。
Consider Tim Tebow. You all know him?
你们知道 Tim Tebow 是谁吗？
The famous football player who's known for his good deeds.
他是一个非常好的橄榄球员，也是一个很好的人。
He was celebrated on Good Morning America about two or three weeks ago.
大概两三个礼拜以前 ，Good Morning America 访问他。
He went to a Walmart and paid off all the accounts there for layaway for Christmas gifts.
哦，他到了这个 Walmart， 然后把那些欠债的人的 account 通通拿出来说，我帮他们付清了，这是他们的圣诞礼物。
Consider our own Lydia.
还有我们的 Lydia.
Her noble deeds of giving socks to the people in the hospitals.
她在收集这些这个袜子，为了要给医院里面的这些病童这样子的一个关怀的行为。
These selfish acts, noble acts of love, they inspire us to do good.
这些是爱的、可敬的行为，会激励我们要去做得更好。
And there's nothing more noble than the Almighty God dying for His people.
当然，最可敬的一件事情就是全能的这一位神竟然为了他的子民而上十字架受死。
The way I like to think about this is a king way up on his throne.
我心里面想的这个图画就是有一个高高在上在宝座上的国王
sitting in his castle just nice and comfortable
他坐在他华美的城堡里面
and he sees one of his servants out in the distance and his wagon or his cart or whatever is stuck in the muck
他远远的看见他其中一个仆人在那边拉那个马车而且那个马车的轮子陷在了泥土里面
What does the noble king do?
这个可敬的国王高尚的国王会做什么事呢
He gets himself in the muck and pulls the person out.
他去帮助那个人把马车从泥土里面拉出来。
That is Jesus, and that is our noble God.
这就是耶稣，这也就是我们的可敬的神。
Again, consider how much inspiration we would have to do noble things if we dwelled on these noble acts.
如果我们常思想这些事情的话，我们自己也会得到很多激励，想要去做这些事情。
What is right?
什么是公义的呢？
I remember when I was a kid, I would just jokingly plan bank robberies and other dumb things.
当我小的时候呢，我常常
计
划抢银行，但是当然只是开玩笑，觉得好玩。计划怎么抢银行
？What could I get away with？
我在想说，我要怎么样去抢才不会被抓住
？I used to love movies with the bank robberies and fast cars and smooth criminals。
我很喜欢看，以前很喜欢看那些电影，就是很聪明的罪犯，然后他们怎么样计划一个很大的犯罪行为，然后可是不会被抓。
What was I thinking？
我在想什么呀？当时。
I was filling my brain with ungodly thoughts.
我那个时候就是在我的思想里面充满这些神不喜悦的事情。
Kids?
那孩子们。
This is something that we all struggle with.
我们可能都有这些挣扎。
Parents, kids alike.
父母或孩子都是一样。
Do you ever give your kids, do you ever give your parents excuses?
No, no. 小朋友们有没有跟父母讲过一些借口呢
？I have six kids, I know.
我有六个小孩，我知道什么叫借口。
I have a lot of excuses run through my ears.
这个时候，我的耳边响起了很多很多的借口。
But us as adults, we give excuses too.
但是就算是大人，有时候也会找借口的，是吧
？We spend so much time thinking about why we can't do what is right.Rather than spending time on thinking of all the good reasons that we should do what is right.
我们有时候在想说，我不能做这个好事，这个对的事情的理由是因为怎么样怎么样，而不去想说怎么样去做这些事情。
And our excuses are the product of that.
然后我们想这些事情之后，我们就制造出这些借口。
What's the product if we dwell on what is right?
如果我们常常去思想什么是公义的，那我们就会想出什么理由来呢
？Not excuses, but excellence.
我们不会制造出理由，而我们会制造出。非常好的结果。
That's our theme for these sermons that are coming up.
接下来这个讲道系列的主题就是 excellence.
And excellence starts with excellent thinking.
好的行为就是从好的思想开始的。
What is pure?
什么是清洁的？
This is a matter of something that is holy, undefiled, and set apart for God.
这种东西就是圣洁的，然后是因为神而分别出来的。
Imagine if our thoughts were 100% always dedicated to the Lord.
想想看，有没有可能我们的思想是100% 永远都是朝着神的呢
？It's easy to say, don't think about gross things.
当然，我们可以说你不要想那些不好的东西。
It's actually harder to fill your brain with those good and undefiled things.
但是其实要把你的思想用好的东西来充满，用圣洁的东西来充满是有点困难。
Pure is Jesus.
最唯一清洁纯真的人就是耶稣。
Living a sinless life.
他一生是没有任何的罪恶。
Pure is my conscience and my slate before the Lord. My record.
然后我们在神面前的记录也是因为耶稣基督的工作而变得很清洁了。
What is lovely?
什么是可爱的
Plug your ears, kids. It's going to get mushy.
如果小孩子不想听话，你们可以把耳朵捂起来，因为会有点恶心。
Lovely is my wife.
最 lovely 的就是我太太了，最可爱的。
I love to dwell on her loveliness.
我很喜欢欣赏她的可爱。
That's good.
这是好事。
That's holy and pleasing to the Lord.
这个是讨神喜悦的。
Wives, you're probably thinking, my husband is not lovely.
那很多的太太可能心里面在想说我先生一点都不可爱。
Godly manliness is the same thing of lovely.
如果他显示出属于神的男人的好的特质的话，这也就是可爱之处。
So I like to think of Jasmine as lovely as well.
我觉得 Jasmine 我女儿也很可爱。
And cool, the kid's boy version, Tobias.
然后男生版的就是我儿子 Tobias 也很可爱。
Okay, those are okay too. Lovely, cool, godly manliness, all the same.
不管是酷还是可爱，还是尊敬神的、敬畏神的男人，这些事情都是可爱的。
What is admirable?
什么是有美名的呢
？Admirable has to do with reputation rather than just deeds.
有美名的就是跟你的名声有关了，不只是行为而已。
Sometimes a jerk can accidentally do something noble.
有时候呢，一个无赖汉他也会做出可敬的事情。
But he won't be admirable.
但是他不会成为一个有美名的人。
Because he doesn't have the the godly lifestyle, the respectable reputation to back the noble deeds up.
因为他没有那样子的生活方式跟那样的名声，所以他就是做了这么一件事情，也没有改变他的这个人是谁。
Who do you think of when it comes to good reputation?
当讲到好名声的时候，你想到的是谁？
Hopefully Jesus.
希望你会想到耶稣。
Jesus has the best reputation of anyone of all time and always will.
就是在历史的古往今来，耶稣就是世界上最有美名。
2,000 years later, we still gather to talk about how great he is.
就算他已经2000年过去了，我们还是聚在一起来讲耶稣这个人到底有多棒。
Even the people of some of the false religions acknowledge, man, he was a good guy. He had a great reputation.
就算是别的宗教或者是异端，他们也承认耶稣是非常好的人。
So that's just the start of what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable.
所以我们就是来看这几件事情，真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的。
So in order to train our brains on how to dwell on those things, there is a process that I learned from Dr. Ortega.
我们要训练我们的思想，常常在想这些事情。那么我当时的学生辅导员就是告诉我一个方法。
And it flows from the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10:5 that says, take your thoughts captive, or take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ.
然后10:5
10:5
然后在哥林多后书10:5就给我们这样子的一个建议，说将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一个一个都攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
So the process in English is easy to remember.
这个在英文的文法里面比较好记得。
It's the three R's.
就是三个 R.
Recognize, refute, and replace.
Recognize 是承认 ，refuse 是拒绝 ，replace 是代替。
So we're gonna go through these.
所以我们现在就来看这三件事情。
The first step in changing our behavior and our thoughts and thus our behavior is to recognize poor, ungodly thoughts.
Poor?
Bad.
Oh, okay. Oh, 如果要改变我们的思想的话，我们需要做的第一件事情就是我们要知道那些不好的思想是哪些。
When we first put Tobias into school, it was of the middle of the first grade.
那个时候 Tobias 刚开始上学的时候就是一年级的时候。
And again, I'm nervous about this, so I walk him to the classroom.
然后我有点紧张，所以我就去偷偷去看他。
Meet the teacher and everything.
然后我还跟老师谈话。
And across the board, above the chalkboard even in letters, it says metacognition.
然后在这个黑板上面有一个字叫做 meta.Cognition.
Yes. Anyone know what that is?
谁知道这是什么意思？
First grade vocabulary word. I had to ask.
这个字他们教给一年级的小孩，我都不知道那是什么意思。
To think about what you're thinking about.
就是去想你在想什么东西。
To have an awareness of what is going on in your own mind.
去了解你的脑袋里面到底装了些什么。
I was blown away that this teacher was teaching our kids this.
我是不敢相信这个老师竟然会教小孩子这么深奥的东西。
It didn't take me long to figure out she was a very strong believer.
后来我就知道原来她是一个非常好的基督徒。
So that's the first step, is to be aware, to recognize what is going on.
所以首先我要做第一件事情就是要去想去了解到底什么是不对的，什么是对的。
And to do this, we put mental red flags, warning signs in our brain, basically,to say, hey, wait a minute, that's a bad thought.
所以在我们思想当中，我们可以插一些红旗在那边警告我们，这是地雷区，这是不好的思想。
So if I begin to enter into a little pity party of my own, or if I start to think enviously,
所以如果开始我有不好的思想，说比如说开始自怜或者是嫉妒的时候
，there are specific thought phrases, word phrases that pass through my mind that I have a red flag for.
然后我开始想一些字眼或者一些句子的时候，就会发现上面是插有红旗警告的。
Splashes danger, danger, trouble.
然后就会说这个是危险，危险，非常不好。
So do your best to trace bad behavior, the thoughts back, all the way to their origins.
所以当你知道什么是不好的时候，你就要想说这个的不好的思想的来源是什么呢
？The sooner that you could recognize.The bad thoughts, the better off you'll be.
如果你可以在早期，就好像生病啊，早期发现早期治疗，你越早知道这是不好的东西，它是来自撒旦，那就越好。
If it's easy to stop one single snowflake, but if you let it drop and build,
刚开始下雪的时候雪很好清，对不对？但是你要让它累积起来的话
becomes a big snowball rolling down the mountain，
它变成一个大雪球滚来滚去的时候，
and pretty soon you're standing in front of an avalanche with basically in a disastrous situation，
成为一个雪崩的状态的时候，那就无力回天了。
It's much easier to stop the snowflake，
刚开始下雪的时候你就处理它是最好的。
So step one, recognize，
所以第一步就是先认出什么是好的，什么是不好的。
Step two, refute.
第二个就是拒绝。
To say no.
跟他们说不。
No, I don't want to think like that.
我不想要思想这些东西。
That's not a good godly thought.
这不是一个符合神心意的思想。
That's not true, noble, right, pure, lovely, or admirable.
这不是真实，不是可敬，不公义，不清洁，不可爱。
So I say no in the name of Jesus.
所以我要奉耶稣基督的名说不。
And sometimes out loud, no, in the name of Jesus.
而且有时候要讲得很大声，奉耶稣基督的名不。
One of the verses that I love to go here, just in my brain, is I quote James 4:7.
然后在这个时候，我就很想要讲这个雅各书四章七节。
Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
就是你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们了。
So I take a mental note and do that. No, God, I'm submitting to you. No, Satan, I don't want anything to do with that. And I just say no.
所以我会有两个方向，我先跟神说，神，我要顺服你，然后我跟撒旦说不，我要拒绝你。
Finally, replace.
然后第三点就是代替。
And this is the often neglected step.
这一步常常是被人忽略的一步。
If I just said no, like with the cigarettes, it doesn't do anything to change the behavior.
如果我只是拒绝这些不好的东西，其实没有办法改变我的行为，就好像戒烟的人一样。
I have to replace it with good thoughts.
我必须要把这个空洞里面放好的东西进来。
As Paul points out in Ephesians 4, we're not only to put off the old, we're also to put on the new.
就好像保罗在腓立比书，以弗所书第一节说，我们必须要
put off the old and put on the new.
把脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So, here's an example.
所以现在我跟你们举个例子。
God, why didn't I get to go to Hawaii for Christmas?
我跟神抱怨说，为什么我圣诞节时候不能到夏威夷去度假呢？
Or, I work harder than they do. Why didn't I get the raise?
我比他工作还要努力，为什么我没有得到加薪呢？
Wait a minute. Those are thoughts of.Discontentment and envy, that's not good. Recognize.
所以第一步我们先认出这个是什么样的东西呢？这个是嫉妒，而且还是不满足、不知足。
And then say no.
然后拒绝他。
I'm not going to think like that.
我不要这样想。
And then replace.
然后替换。
I had a great Christmas.
想说，我的圣诞节也过得很好啊。
That is true.
这是真实的。
I had a great time with my family.
我跟我的家人在一起很开心。
And God always richly provides for me.
而且神总是透过各种方法来提供我所需要的东西。
All of a sudden, Hawaii doesn't seem that fancy.
然后这个时候我就觉得，其实夏威夷也没什么了不起。
Right? Recognize, refute, and replace.
首先认出，然后拒绝，然后替换。
So we're going to practice this for a second with my brain.
所以现在我们要来练习一下。
I brought it over here.
用Donald 的这个玩具头脑来。
I forgot I was going to draw a beard on it so you guys would recognize.
我本来在上面画上胡子比较像我。
So in here I have some random thoughts that just kind of pop into my head. So let's open up my brain.
所以这个是 Donald 的脑子 ，OK， 然后里面他有些思想。
Okay. And then we're going to recognize is it good or bad.
然后所以我们要首先认出它到底是好还是不好。
Decide whether or not we should keep it.
然后决定我们是不是要把它放回去。
Or replace it.
还是要把它替换掉。
Ah, here's a great one. I can't wait to get to church.
我好想赶快去教会啊。
Keep it.
好，放回去是吗 ？OK， 很好。
Absolutely. Let's see. I can't remember. I was gonna my favorite verse, and I can't. I'm blanking on it. It's because my head's empty. yeah. How lovely it is to dwell in your sanctuary, O Lord.
Donald 最喜欢的经文就是住在你的院宇是何等可爱。
Here's another thought that just sometimes pops in. No one will ever know.
然后有时候你会有这个思想，对不对？就是这件事情没有人会知道。
Stated another way, I bet I could get away with this.
也就是说呢，我做这件事情大概不会有什么后果。
Good. Let's yeah, thumbs down. Let's throw that one away.
对，我们把这个东西丢掉。
That right there got me in a lot of trouble as a kid.
这个思想让我小时候真的是犯了不知道多少问题，多少麻烦。
Right?
是不是
？Yeah. What is true? We always get caught, it seems.
其实真实的事实就是呢，你只要是做出来，就一定会被抓到了。
It's true that if I get caught cheating on my taxes, it's a whole lot more expensive.
如果你逃漏税被抓到的话，之后比你要一开始付的税还要多，对不对
？Right. When we start thinking about what is true, you know that is a dumb idea.
所以当你去想真实的事情的时候，你就会发现一开始你错误的思想还蛮白痴的。
Ah, Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
耶稣是我救恩的磐石。
Keep it. That's a great one.
非常好。
Of course.Pastor Ricky is a fuddy-duddy.
What does that mean?
Boring and old. And...
Pastor Ricky, 好无聊，又老又无聊。
No.
怎么可以这样说？这实在是太过分了。
That's a horrible way to think about pastor.
怎么可以这样想牧师呢
？What's true about pastor?
牧师其实是什么样的人
？A whole lot of good.
他是非常非常好的一个人。
Godly, great leadership.
非常的敬畏神，而且是一个很好的领袖。
Lifetime friend.
是我们一生的朋友。
And a great mentor.
也是我很好的一个辅导。
My parents hate me. They never let me do anything fun.
我父母讨厌我，他们都不让我玩有趣的事情。我想做什么有趣的事情，他们都不让我做。
No way.
这怎么可能？
My parents love us.
我们的父母爱我们的，对不对？
AndSometimes we don't let our kids, of course, do dumb things that are going to hurt them.
有时候我们不让小孩子做一些事情，因为他们会伤害到自己。
Tobias, did you have fun over Christmas break?
Tobias, 你圣诞节过得好吗？我们有没有让你做好玩的事情
？It might not always seem that way, but we do.
Sorry, Kelly, I'm messing with you here.
抱歉 ，Kelly， 麻烦你再调一下。
So that's the how to change our thinking.
所以这就是我们第一步，改变思想，怎么样改变
？Recognize, refute, and replace.
认出、拒绝、替换。
Why? Why should we change our?
为什么我们要改变我们的思想呢
？Because the first greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God, love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength.
因为这是第一条诫命，最重要的就是你要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主耶和华你的神。
If we neglect the mind in our love with the Lord, we're in trouble.
如果我们连我们的思想都没有朝向神的话，那就会有麻烦了。
It changes our behavior.
它会改变我们的行为。
Submitting our thinking to the Lord is loving the Lord our God with all our mind.
把我们的思想也交给神，就是用我们的尽心来爱神，也尽意来爱神。
The second command is to love neighbors.
第二条重要的诫命就是要爱人如己。
That also requires our brain.
这也是需要我们改变我们的思想，对吧
？Do you like it when people focus on your faults?
你喜欢人家一直盯着你的缺点不放吗
？Who dwell on and just kind of nitpick and just don't have a positive outlook on you?
如果有人就是抓了你的缺点，然后常常在那边批评你，一直都有一些很负面的对你的看法，你觉得怎么样
？It's horrible, isn't it?
是不是觉得很讨厌呢
？Don't you wish people would look at the good side？
你是不是希望人家都看到你好的那一面
？Don't you wish people would dwell on what is excellent and praiseworthy about you？
你是不是希望人家都看见你做的好的、值得称赞的部分
？I certainly do。
我当然是这样希望的。
This is a great struggle for me。
Great what？
Struggle。
哦，这对我来讲也是一个挣扎。
I am a great fault finder。
因为我是很会去抓出错误的人。
But Paul tells me to think about what is excellent or praiseworthy.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们要思想的东西是好的、有美名的、可爱的。
One of the things that Florrie and I have agreed to do.
我跟我太太中间有一个协议。
Is to build the other person up.
就是我们一定要去鼓励对方。
Sometimes, of course, there's disagreements.
当然，有时候我们中间会有不同意见不合的时候。
And we could be tempted to go out with our friends and just start nitpicking about our wives or our spouses.
那这个时候我们就可能会想跟朋友出去，然后抱怨配偶。
But that's not excellent or praiseworthy.
但是这并不是可称赞的、有美名的。
So what Flora and I have agreed to do is we're going to build the other person up.
所以我们俩就决定，我们一定要建造对方。
Whoever we're talking with doesn't matter. We're going to make the other one look good.
不管我们是在跟别人、朋友也好、第三者还是什么讲话，我们都要让对方看起来是比较好的。
Now we have mutually agreed upon vent friends.
我们有一个彼此两个人都知道也都同意的向他发泄怨气抱怨的朋友。
But that's, those are godly people that we both love and respect who want the best for our marriage.
那这个人呢肯定是敬畏神的而且爱我们也希望我们的婚姻能够成功。
And they too want us to think about what is excellent and praiseworthy about our spouse.
他们也希望我们去想我们的配偶的时候想的是可爱的清洁的有美名的。
These thoughts, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable,
这些思想真实的可敬的公益的清洁的可爱的有美名的
excellent and praiseworthy
还有良善的跟可值得称赞的
this is how we practically love one another
这就是我们爱对方的方式
finally is this self-help
这是我们的自助的方式吗
it could be
当然可以
but it certainly doesn't have to be
但是我们不需要完全靠着自己。
If this is done in an attitude of prayer before the Lord, and if you're submitting your thoughts to the Word of God,
如果我们是把这件事情放在祷告中，然后把我们的思想交给神。
If you're allowing the Holy Spirit to do His God, do His job of remind, convict, and guide,
我们可以让圣灵来做提醒跟指引的工作。
And if you're training your brain to think according to the Word, that you're allowing the Holy Spirit to do His job to sanctify us.
如果你训练你的头脑去做这些东西的话，就让圣灵来做成圣的工作。
You guys have seen the cartoons with the little devil on one side and the little angel on the other.
我们都看过这个卡通里面人在挣扎的时候，通常就是一边坐着小天使，另外一边肩膀坐着魔鬼。
That's not how it works.
并不是，事实上并不是这样子。
There's a conversation between you and God in your mind.
我们的思想里面有神跟我们的对话。
And when we submit to God, that is certainly loving Him and loving others.
当我们向神顺服的时候，我们就会更爱他，也更爱别人。
The Holy Spirit, again, He convicts.
圣灵会责备我们。
He reminds us of the truth.
会提醒我们什么是事实。
And He guides us.
而且会指引我们。
He is the one that empowers us to say no.
他会给我们力量去拒绝不好的事情。
And He's the author of all the good thoughts that we could have.
我们所有的好的思想也是来自于圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit, the living God, interacting with our consciousness.
圣灵是永活的神，跟我们的良心彼此在那边对话。
Let us submit to Him and His promptings.
所以我们向他顺服。
And think about what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable.
然后去思想真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father God, we again thank you for your Holy Spirit and your Holy Spirit inspired Word. And we pray, Lord, that it would enter our thoughts, that it would change the way we think.And behave that we would better glorify you. Teach us, Holy Spirit, to love you and to love others better. In Jesus' name, amen. Addison, will you lead us in a song?